its current state on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. A big thank you to everyone who came out to Reach Studio Arts Center last evening for Current State's final pop-up stories event this fall. The theme for storytellers was Create and Destroy, in keeping with the venue. And we heard some great stories last night. Ruben Kenyatta is a fine artist in the Lansing area, and he told the story of the very first work of art he created.
It took place, unfortunately, right after I got out of service. I was about as bright as a sun, ray of sun. And unfortunately, though, an incident happened to me where I ended up getting convicted and, of course, sent to prison. But the situation was is that I had my parents had spent wasted all that money on this, and as a first offender, I ended up getting 5 to 20 years in prison. It wasn't just a probation or any of that. But when after that, I was sentenced to the world's largest wall prison, which was Jackson at the time. It held 3,000 people, and I was 20 years old. So you can imagine the fright that I had and going into a situation where you had all the doors slamming and people yelling and so forth. However, I survived that part. I ended up, of course, bored because all you do is sit in a cell all day for the most part when you first go in. However, I found an interest in a person that was actually painting. He had been there for a while, and he was painting. And, of course, I couldn't basically go up and ask him, say, hey, you know, could you show me how to paint or can I watch you paint? So eventually, once the opportunity came, I was able to get a friend to introduce me. Whereas the only thing you could do back then, because things were pretty coded up, in other words, you had to conduct yourself in a particular way in order to stay safe. And so all I did was basically watched him. So once I had the opportunity to save up some money from an institution job I had started working, I ended up buying some paint off a person in the streets, you might say. You know, in other words, it wasn't from the store, but some people had some extra paint. And the three colors that I had was black, white and green, because that's all I could afford, and you know, because I had to get canvas and medium to go with it. And institution jobs at the time paid like maybe 40 cents a day. And in doing so, I ended up, I decided to try to make this great masterpiece. Even though I like to do realistic art at the time, I decided to do an abstract because I didn't want to reap the criticism of my homies talking about how bad it was. So I did an abstract first. And so I did this beautiful abstract to me. I mean, it was really heartfelt. My ego was big as this room. I mean, I was really into the thick of things. And so that very night that I had did this painting, I had set it on the side and basically fell asleep watching it because I was so proud of this. And the next day I woke up. First thing I did, of course, rushed over, brushed my teeth, washed my face, getting ready to go out and show this to my homeboys and show them just, hey, I got some worth, you know, I got some self-worth. So I went out and reached over to get the painting. I looked at the painting, and I saw it's been scarred all over, lines everywhere inside the painting. I said, oh, my God, somebody has destroyed my work. And so the first thing I thought, I said, maybe somebody's testing me. And so in Jackson, or in prison at that time, when that happened, that means it's war, basically. You're going to have to do something about it, or you're going to be, you're going to be soft the rest of the time that you're there. And so I'm sitting there, I said, oh, man. And I didn't want to do this because, like I say, I wanted to leave. I didn't want to get any trouble. And so I'm sitting there with my head down, thinking, I'm saying, wow, what can I do? Who could have done this? You know, because you got to figure out who did it first. But in the process of doing it, with my head hung down, depressed, and I looked across the floor and I saw this roach run past me. Now, roaches are pretty common, you know, in prison. But except for this roach caught my attention because it was actually green and white. You know, and I said, and then I looked around, I saw more of them. Some was black and white, some green and black. And then it hit me. I said, wow, the roaches did it. You know, and I said, look, and I mean, it's like, I don't know if you all know, but, you know, once they eat the paint itself, they're actually translucent. And in so doing so, that, like I say, that was my destruction of my great masterpiece and also of my big ego I had acquired in doing it. You know? And I guess the end of the story would turn out well because the Michigan Appeals Court actually overturned the conviction and I was released back to the street. And that's the end. Right.
And we want to remind you, Pop-Up Stories is a collaboration between Current State, the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities at Michigan State, as well as other community partners. You can keep up with our ongoing project and keep an eye out for future storytelling events by liking it on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/popupstoriesLansing.